He's waiting for you in the dark. He sits cross-legged, still as a placid lake, and patient as a praying monk 6 feet deep in meditation, his body oil-slicked with deadly black grease, skin ancient and haggard, eyes black and flat with the kind of calm you only find in crawling insects and great white sharks. His lipless mouth is stretched across his jawbone in an ugly black rictus. He may be an old man, but trust us, he's got plenty of new tricks he'd love to show you. But for the old man, killing boredom involved, well, killing people. The screams, the desperate pleas, warm tears on a shaking cheek, convulsions of pain, fear so intense it gives way to gibbering madness, that dull sheen of dead hope in their eyes when they then realize that their doom is inevitable, and that he, their captor, their torturer, would decide the exact moment they slipped into the void. Oh, that was what he lived for.